Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Lee. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The first baseman, Lee Mozilli. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Valentine moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares takes first base on ball four. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Scott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dawson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Mozilli hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henderson moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Youngblood moves to third. Stearns moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Mets, 1. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Stearns scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Tavares reaches second base with a double. Henderson moves to third. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Maddox. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Burris. LaFleur moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Carter reaches second base with a double. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cromarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Roland Office pinch hits for Bill Lee. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office takes first base on ball 4. Cromarty moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maddox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cromarty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Ray Burris. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty fields the ball and throws to Murray covering. Safe. Maddox moves to second. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Scott reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Scott steals third. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mazzilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Neil Allen now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazzilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Youngblood hits a line drive towards third. Parrish catches it and throws to first to double up Mozilli. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cromartie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Almon strikes out. There goes Cromartie. The throw from Stearns to second, and Cromartie is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Maddox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Dale Murray. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton is called out on strikes. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-4 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Dawson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.